Beyonce, Drunk in Love, Duke Dumont before that as well. It's 8:10 Tuesday morning. This is the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. It is time to reopen our Facebook Quitters Anonymous. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been coming together to help each other through the challenging, life-changing process that is quitting Facebook. Posh producer Sam was the first person to take the leap. Sam, welcome to Facebook Quitters Anonymous. Welcome back.
Good morning.
But unfortunately, Sam relapsed. Now, we had a little bit of drama last week when we found out that he'd been using Facebook behind our backs. Now, though, it is time to take it up a notch, to give you the support that, Sam, you really need.
I'm ready.
On the phone, a legend of a man, Graham from the Jerry McCall Show. Graham, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much, Graham. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us and helping Sam.
Not a problem.
Can I ask you, Graham, first of all, are you a Facebook user yourself?
I am not. No, I never have been, but I do use Twitter.
Interesting. Why is it that you've decided not to go on Facebook?
You know, I suppose it's just one of those things. It never crossed my mind to do it. I do know there are several Graham accounts, but they're all bogus accounts. And I only started using Twitter about 2 years ago.
I see. Interesting. You know you're cool if you've got people setting up accounts for you, don't you? So is like the Facebook quitting quite a common problem, Graham? Do people generally struggle with this?
Yeah, they do struggle, you know, because I think primarily it was set up, you know, to keep in contact with friends and family. But there's also another element to it, and I think it's just human nature to be nosy.
Yeah, that's true. You also want to see that you're doing a lot better than your classmates as well, don't you?
That's one thing. So absolutely true. But you know what? There are consequences to that.
I think that was a big reason of why you left, right, Sam?
That was one of the main reasons.
Graham, can I ask, I guess that you see quite a lot of stuff in your line of work, and also with your time with Jeremy on the TV show, and in what you do day to day. To maybe kind of like put Sam off or to get something into his head, are there any kind of like Facebook disaster scenarios that you know of or that are possible?
I think the worst one is the conflict that happens on Facebook. You know, we all get angry, we all get upset, we all get frustrated. But being online, it almost gives you that virtual courage to express that.
Very true, very true, and sometimes not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
One thing that we were discussing last week at one of the presenters here on the Hits Radio, Stu Toland, his birthday party last week.
So
that if you were...
There was a birthday party?
Stu Toland, yeah. Stu Toland, who does it in demand.
He had a party.
Yeah. It was his birthday last week.
Yeah, I know it was his birthday. There was a party and you were at the party?
Yes, you were there.
No, I wasn't at the party, Daryl. I wasn't at this party.
Why did you not know about this, Sam?
I think I know,
oh,
Graham.
Oh, Graham.
And you know what? You know I wouldn't have known either, Daryl. You were meant to tell me these things.
Was it a Facebook invite?
Yes, I missed out on the Facebook invite, didn't I? Again, second time this has happened.
Sam, I'm so sorry.
We spoke about this and you were meant to fill me in on everything.
I'm sorry.
And that's it. Daryl, seriously,
well, here's another lesson to be learned. You're quitting Facebook.
Now they
know you're quitting Facebook, people are going to get in touch with you by email, by text, by any other means.
Exactly, yeah. He's gone. He's walked out.
Listen, commiserations on that. Sam, good luck in quitting Facebook, if that's what you choose to do. And just remember, fill that void.
Exactly. Graham, thank you so much for talking to us.
Listen, not a problem.
I'm a bit embarrassed that he's left in that way, to be honest. I'm disappointed.
Okay, well, my clinics run every hour. He knows where we are. Tell him just pay a visit.
We're going to send him down. Graham, you are a hero of a man. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Listen, take care, all of you.
You too, Graham. Graham from the Jeremy Kyle Show, everybody. Sigma, Nobody to Love is on after Shift Keys Touch.
The Hits Radio Breakfast. With Daryl Morris.